The Te Deum Laudamus is a hymn that has remained central to the Christian faith since the 5th century. It is a hymn of praise that follows the outline of the Apostles' Creed, mixing a poetic vision of heaven with its declaration of faith. Calling upon God from the very outset, the hymn proceeds to name all those who praise and worship God, from the hierarchy of heavenly hosts to those faithful Christians already in heaven, to the church spread throughout the world here on earth. Set to music hundreds of times throughout the centuries by many different composers, Herbert Howell's setting of the Te Deum remains beloved and frequently sung in both liturgical and secular contexts. It was indeed momentous that Howells found himself in Cambridge during the Second World War to stand in for the recently appointed St. John's College organist, Robin Orr, who was on active service with the Royal Air Force. Having contributed little of any significance to Anglican liturgical music for nearly two decades, Howells found the renewed daily rotation of choral services, which he had formerly known at Gloucester Cathedral as a student, highly refreshing and invigorating. His musical setting of the Te Deum text had its roots in 1941 during a friendly afternoon bet between Eric Milner White, then Dean of King's College, Cambridge, Boris Ord, Director of Music at King's, and Patrick Hadley, Director of Music at Caius College. They challenged Howells to write a musical setting of canticles worthy of the King's College Choir. Howells gladly accepted and without delay produced one of church music's finest, most enduring, and beloved marriages of text and music we have today. The bet was one guinea, then equivalent to about $5, and jump-started a prolific outpouring of anthems and service music that effectively established Howells' formidable reputation as a composer of sacred music. The dark, modal tonality of Howells' Te Deum is heightened from the lavish role of the organ accompaniment. Throughout this magnificent work, Howells writes seamless tapestries of musical color between the choir and the organ. The Te Deum's lyrical closing bars over the text, "O Lord, save thy people," reference the original plain song melody, as well as more modern contrapuntal intricacy. This combination effortlessly draws the listener into one of the most triumphant conclusions in all church music over the simple yet profound text, "O Lord, in thee have I trusted, let me never be confounded."